The work of Wee Gee, the famed crime photographer, is the star of a current exhibit at the International Center for Photography. The show features dozens of his signature black and white photos of lurid crime scenes. WNYC's Stephen Nesson spent a day with a contemporary tabloid photographer whose work is indebted to Wee Gee and has this report.
5-6-10-4, responding in emergency mode.
Two police scanners and a handheld radio crackle as Todd Mazel's car lurches and winds its way around South Brooklyn. It's almost 11 in the morning.
I chase fires, police incidents, accidents, homicides, you name it. Whatever's going on the street, that's what I'm at. No story is too small for me.
So far today, no action for this Daily News spot photographer. He's a lean but sturdy 52-year-old with a salt-and-pepper goatee, wearing dark blue police cargo pants, black boots, and a faded FDNY baseball hat. And like the famed crime photographer Wee Gee, who developed photos in the trunk of his car, Mazel's office is his beaten Hyundai SUV. He pulls up to a red light at the south end of Prospect Park, a busy but unremarkable intersection. Not for Mazel. He sees it through the prism of over 27 years of experience.
Every street in this borough, I can probably tell you the story. Pitbull job was over here, multiple alarm fire here where people were killed. I've been to shootings on this corner here.
As a Brooklyn native, he knows the streets by heart.
Somebody called me.
And then, around noon, the dispatcher's monotone voice breaks the dull spell.
142 Neptune Avenue, East 11th of Coney Island, private house 1 Frank.
There's an injured officer at the Coney Island boardwalk. It's not much, but worth investigating.
Sometimes grasping at straws.
Traffic is bad, and it's an hour before he pulls down West 12th Street at Coney Island. By then, the story's changed, and now police say there's a DOA under the boardwalk, a dead body.
Let's go see.
The wind is cold, and Mazel hustles to the scene with a Nikon dangling from each shoulder. He leaps on a jungle gym and snaps a few shots of detectives in long black coats behind yellow tape, disappearing beneath the boardwalk. Mazel follows them and wedges his body against the chain-link fence, aiming his telephoto lens at the scene.
So you've got the medical examiner standing over the body, leaning over, going through the guy's pockets, probably also looking for cause of death, something obvious. Body over. Yeah, now I can't see anything. My photo's done.
Mazel jogs back to his car to file photos. He's already tweeted a few from the scene. Now he downloads 120 onto his battered laptop. The screen is cracked in several places. Mazel ran it over by accident.
All right, let's see what we found here. Okay. There's our DOA.
Mazel says he suspects if Wee Gee were alive today, he'd be doing the same thing. Chasing action and uploading it fast to the internet right there. He says he's more influenced by Robert Capa, but appreciates Wee Gee's attention to small details.
I look for those nuances. Those moments when people are not ready to see what the perpetrators who are trying to hide, or you try to get their personality out of the photo. That's always a pretty important thing.
Mazel knows the police precinct radio codes by heart. He doesn't hope for disasters every day. He just wants to be there when they happen. And it doesn't take long in New York.
The address 172 Vernon Avenue, the private dwelling, four-story. All floors have large amounts of rubbish.
We like that too.
Mazel races back to Bed-Stuy.
I will go into burning buildings. I do it all the time. I'm wise to it, though. I don't just go in and not know what I'm doing. I know what I'm looking for. I know what the danger signs are. I know building construction. I study it.
But by the time he gets there, the four-story brownstone is burnt to a crisp. The air is acrid with burning trash from what firefighters call a Collier's mansion. Definitely a hoarder. Mazel climbs into the windowsill and starts shooting. Half a dozen firefighters, soaking wet with air tanks and wide helmets, emerge. One says he wants to show Mazel something, and then they're both gone. He comes out several minutes later, his back speckled with water and dozens of grim photos of firefighters sifting through blackened rubble. At a tough scene, it helps that Mazel is an affable guy. He spots the tenant of the building, an elderly woman in a black fur coat sipping coffee, and is comforting her when his radio comes to life again.
Firearms still outstanding, and there's three mailboxes that took off on foot.
Mazel races back to his car, parked around the corner.
Well, picking up. I told you, afternoon's gonna be good.
It's live, and Mazel gives chase. He wants to catch the perps as bad as the police. He speeds down Bedford Avenue. When he sees traffic is backed up, he veers into the bike lane and speeds down the narrow chute. Police say they have a suspect, but need the victim to verify. Mazel rolls through a red light and zips down a one-way street, going the wrong way. Mazel hasn't even put his seatbelt on.
What to do here? What to do?
No parking spot? He parks the car on the sidewalk and dashes to the scene.
Right here.
A gaggle of acidic men and women are on the sidewalk, surrounding the police car, and press Mazel for details. Another police car arrives, and he sprints across the street. The police yank the hood and knit hat off the suspect. Mazel shoots continuously. A policeman flashes a thumbs up, and the suspect is shoved back in the car. Mazel's back in his car, filing photos minutes later. He finishes typing captions as he drives toward the Brooklyn Bridge, tweets a few pics, and checks on his stock portfolio. Doing pretty good today.
In Williamsburg.
Then he checks in with the desk.
They left the car on the BQE ramp. I made pictures of that. I'll be sending that shortly.
Mazel's violated dozens of traffic rules and put himself in harm's way multiple times to get the shots. He knows the tabloids are printing more national stories and fewer local ones in recent years. He can't say for sure if his pictures will even run in the paper the next day.
I don't know. God knows. God knows. His name is Colin Myla.
That's the Daily News' editor. Mazel admits a desk job or a teaching position might be nice in the coming years. But he's content to keep working at this pace for now.
I've been clamoring to get some time in the office. God knows, I'm turning 52. How long can I continue to do what I'm doing right now? I'm starting to feel my age. You've got to be tough and rough. And it's a lot of energy that it takes. And I love it. But we'll see. We'll see where that goes in the future.
Turns out the news doesn't print any of his photos. But for now, you can always find Todd Mazel tweeting from the scene of a crime. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.